Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm here for another beautiful episode of The Startup. I'm Monique Leray. How are you guys? And I hope you're enjoying your Sunday and you're staying safe. And it's a beautiful day on the road again for the Pandemic Project documentary. We just finished up Hawaii, and I'm in Phoenix for just this day today, and I will be back in LA, and then we'll be heading out to Alaska. Anchorage, Alaska will be the next stop, and we've got some really cool stories lately from the from the Pandemic Project on the road. Once again, if you are a essential worker, if you are a person that has survived COVID, or you know someone that has a story about having COVID, and you want to be considered to be in our project, in our documentary, please give us a shout. We would love to hear about it. CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com or The Startup with Monique Leray. You can DM me on Instagram, Twitter, and we would love to hear from you. But right now, we have the newest Pandemic Posse member, female health specialist, expert, dare I say expert, Tiara Moore from Save Your Jewels. How are you, Tiara?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh my God, you look wonderful. I'm really good, and it's good to see you.
You too. You too.
Thank you. So let's see the logo, because I'm loving the Wonder Woman vibe that's on your shirt. Tell us the inspiration behind your brand, your logo, and for the people that didn't see you last time, share a little bit about you and your brand, if you could.
Yes. So the inspiration behind Save Our Jewels, of course, we have this lovely woman. She's out to save the day, right? So Save Our Jewels is basically a health and wellness brand where we're basically educating women about how to empower themselves with making healthy choices in terms of their feminine care, because there is a lot of toxic chemicals in feminine care products, from pads to tampons, wipes, sprays, douches, soaps, you name it, because it's an unregulated market. So the government does not require Congress does not require manufacturers to put the ingredients on the packaging. And so a lot of times they're just throwing toxic chemicals into these products because, of course, they want to make a lot of money. And cheaper products normally are a little bit more dangerous. And so they a lot of times use those particular ingredients, and it wreaks havoc on the reproductive system of our menstruators. So I just really go around just educating women on how to make better choices. So when we say save our jewels, we're talking about the woman as the jewel, but we're also talking about the yoni as the jewel as well, right? So it's kind of has like a dual, it has a dual meaning.
I like that. And, you know, everything kind of starts there anyway. None of us would be here, really, if we don't have that under control. So we want to save our jewel. I love the play on meaning there. And why don't we jump right in with what you've got going with your brand in the next 60 days? Let's do a 60-day rundown for the people who are just tuning in and learning about you and your product. And because, you know, it's October, I can't even believe. So
I know
we're at the end of this year. Oh, we're at the end of this crazy year, Tiara.
Yeah. So we know that our for those of you who don't know, our flagship product is Jewel Premium Sanitary Napkins. Very luxurious packaging, you know, very, very pretty. You know, if you had this on your desk at work, at school, you would have no idea that this was actually a sanitary napkin, right? Beautiful. So we have five different models. So we have a panty liner with wings, which can also serve as a light flow pad. We have panty liners without wings. We also have moderate flow pads. We have heavy flow as well as super heavy flow pads. And so these I love because there are no toxic chemicals in this particular product. And they are 10 times more absorbent than most of the brands on the market. So women who have a heavy flow, especially those who have like endometriosis or fibroids or dealing with any type of uterine issues where they have a lot of bleeding, these are a lifesaver because they hold like no other pad. You don't have to worry about having accidents at school, at work, while you're out running your errands. You know that you are safe and secure with this product. And not only that, you know, a lot of our users say that it actually improves their period symptoms. So we have a lot of users saying that their heavy bleeding is reducing. They're not having that strong period smell, which is key because no one wants to smell while they're on their period, right? So we have people saying that their cycle days are reducing. A lot of women also are not cramping during that time of the month. So that's amazing. So now we're cutting down on the use of pharmaceuticals.
Crazy amazing.
Cutting down use of pharmaceuticals. So it's an amazing product. And we're actually going through a rebranding. So the name, it has changed. So you will now see Rain instead of Jewel. Yes, because every woman is a queen and she deserves to reign even on her cycle. Okay. So We still are.
Well, what? We're getting a startup. We're getting a startup exclusive here, Tiara. Yes, are we getting a startup exclusive?
You are getting
a startup
exclusive.
Tell us again.
Yes.
We love one. Okay, tell us.
So we still do have a lot of our products with the Jewel packaging. It's the exact same product, it's just the name has changed. But we still have the same packaging. But with our moderate flow pad, the color is a lot more vibrant. So we have like more of a hotter pink with this. And we made some other little design changes to the packaging. So like here, for instance, where I'm not sure if you can see that with my light right there. But right here, a lot of people didn't know where to open. They were like, okay, well, how do you open the package? So we put open on the package. And we made a few other little design changes, but it's still the same great product, but just with a new name. And so our new slogan is, every woman is a queen and she deserves to reign. So that is our new slogan.
I love it.
Yes.
I think we kind of were brainstorming offline about like who would be great for this product? I mean, of course, all women all menstruators that need a product, people with symptoms that you just named that can be eliminated. And I think, you know, even that athlete, you know, that uses the tampons, what do you have to say to that athlete? Because I used to be that athlete, you know, where I'd run track and hurdles and you have to have it together when you're when you're gymnast or an ice skater. You have to have that world together. You know, with your products, what do you recommend for people? Yeah, you know, to focus also for what you're doing. What do you recommend for that swimmer and those people that, you know, kind of have to use tampons?
Yeah. And I used to be a tampon user myself. You know, once I really got educated on how tampons can be dangerous, I stopped using them, but I definitely understand people who do still use them. So if you have to use a tampon, you definitely don't want to go longer than an hour. You want to use one that is organic, that does not have any type of plastic, rayon, or toxic chemicals in it. Because most of the tampons on the market, just like a lot of the conventional pads, are made out of plastic, which disrupts hormones. But they're also laced with asbestos that promotes bleeding. And because when a menstruator is on their cycle, you know, that's the body's way of cleansing itself out. So the blood, the uterine lining, the mucus, the bacteria, any type of waste product that the body is trying to eliminate should be able to flow completely out of the body. But when you wear a tampon, you are blocking that flow. So you're keeping the waste products stopped up in your body. That can lead to toxic shock syndrome and other problems. So, you know, we do understand the need to wear sometimes a woman just or menstruator, just depending on what they're doing, their type of activity, especially if they're an athlete, you know, there are those times where they have to wear it, right? But you definitely want to limit the use, 1 hour max and then take it out. But, you know, our pads are ultra thin. So I will show you an example. So this is our moderate flow pad that I'm going to show you. And this is 10 times more absorbent than the leading super heavy flow that's on the market. Our moderate flow, 10 times more. I'm not going to say the brand, but it's a brand.
You're frozen for a moment. Okay.
So you see it's super thin.
Whoa.
But it's ultra absorbent. And actually, can I do a demonstration of it to show everybody?
Yeah. Can you check your connection real quick? Because you froze a moment. And
okay. Am I still frozen?
I can hear you. Okay. You were, but we want a demonstration. So.
Okay.
You're frozen now.
I'm hoping
that we can hear you loud and clear. Okay. I can see you now.
You can? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully we won't. this won't be an
It'll
issue.
Pass.
Okay. Yes. So I'm going to do just a quick demo.
Hopefully you'll reset. But while you're still frozen, but while you're frozen.
Oh, no.
Okay, Tiara, you're frozen right now. While you're frozen, let's see if you're going to thaw out. While Tiara's frozen, I want to just make sure you guys follow her at Save Our Jewels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And when she comes back, we're going to get that demo from her. Also, if you guys aren't following, please go on Instagram, The Startup with Monique LeRae, Twitter, and Facebook as well. Okay, I see. Okay.
Am I still frozen? Oh no.
Tiara?
Okay, let's hear me.
Can you see me?
Are we back? Okay, I'm seeing in the chat to go ahead and go on with the demo. So I'm guessing we're back. Okay, so let me just kind of rotate my camera just a bit.
Okay.
And here I have... on the left, this is the leading brand of the super heavy flow. If you watch the commercials, they kind of brand themselves as the best pad on the market. So I think you all probably know who I'm talking about. Okay. And then here we have the Jewel, soon to be called Rain, premium sanitary napkin. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put 50 milliliters of water on each pad. And number one, we're checking for the absorbency, okay? So we know that when you are on your cycle, the number one thing you want to feel is dry. You want to feel comfortable and you want to feel dry throughout the day. You do not want to feel like you are leaking at all. And you definitely don't want to feel like you have on a diaper, okay?
No.
At all.
You don't want that.
So now I'm going to go ahead. I just put 50 milliliters on the leading brand. So now I'm going to put the same 50 milliliters of water on our brand. And as we're going to see that there is going to be a huge difference in the absorbency level. Now, okay. One thing I love about the Jewel pads, the Rain pads, is that we have not only an ultra absorbent and very safe absorbency system, but we also have these leak guards on the side. So we have these leak guards on each side of our pad. So that is going to catch the extra fluid before it even goes to the wings, which are also absorbent as well. So I absolutely love that about our pads. All right. Yes. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a couple of napkins. And I'm doubling up because these are little cheap napkins that I got from Dollar General. So I'm just I'm going to double them up. And I'm going to lay them.
Tiara, can you see us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can't see you. Okay, there you are. Perfect. Finally. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, right, guys.
So now I'm going to just go ahead and bring my camera over. So now I'm just pressing down. This is the leading brand. And you see just how wet this paper towel is. All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and press down on the Jewel. And we see a huge difference. So let me go ahead and show you. So this was the paper towel that the Jewel pad. was pressed down on, and this was the napkin from the leading brand. Now, this was a moderate flow pad, moderate flow versus a super heavy flow. And you see that this pad, our pad, is going to keep you 100% dry throughout the day. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out our absorbency system, and I'm going to show you even further how our pad is so super duper absorbent. And if you look here at the top layer of our pad, we have lots of holes here for ventilation. So it's a 100% breathable pad. We also have a graphene strip in our pad here as well.
Okay.
So it's not white. And this is going to have our negative ions in it. And this is what also helps with the cramping and helps reduce the cycle days and the cycle lengths. And now I'm going to take our polymer. This is a plant-based polymer. So everything in our pad is 100% plant-based. There's no plastic. There's no rayon or anything like that in here. So now I'm just sitting it in some water, and I'm just going to let that sit for a minute. So now if we look at the bottom of our pad, we see these lines here at the bottom. These are all breathable strips, and this is a biodegradable backing. So even our bottom part of the pad is not plastic. It's a biodegradable film, which also has breathability in it as well. So from the top to the middle to the bottom, you have breathability all throughout the pad. So that also helps cut down on the odor as well. So if we look at the leading brand, I'm just going to show you the bottom of their pad. It's nothing but plastic. You see here?
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically like sitting in a trash bag.
That looks like a balloon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They need that in their life.
Yeah. And they also have, at the very top, you know, they have their plastic top, but then right behind that, you have a piece of fabric right underneath that. And so when you have that fabric there, it's not breathable at all, you know, and that is going to increase the odor and increase the infection because you don't have any breathability. So now you have, you know, the bacteria, the waste products and all that other stuff getting trapped in there. Wow. So now if we check on the polymer that I put in the cup, you know, all that water that it was sitting in is gone. And now you just have this nice cool, I wish you were here to touch it. It's nice and cool.
Yeah.
So it keeps you comfortable and dry throughout the day. And all of that liquid has been absorbed. So our users, they're always saying how comfortable and dry they feel throughout the day because they don't feel wet at all. That's because of our super duper absorbent plant-based technology in the past. So I absolutely love them.
I love it. I see the passion to it. And, you know, plant-based is great for you and for the environment. And you know you're on to something when you're doing right by the environment because you're doing right by yourself as well.
Right.
And that should give people comfort as well. And I've had the pleasure of using them, and they were great. And I did notice some of the things that you were sharing, you know, about the level of just comfort and, you know, the cramps kind of, you know, subsided a bit. And I would have to use it again to compare. I know that it wasn't like your normal, because I'm definitely not a pad person. So whenever I see, you know, have to make a decision, and I've got you in the back of my head now, Tiara. I'm like, oh shoot, has it been an hour? Like, take it out, you know. So we don't want to gross the boys out. If there's boys, male viewers, let's see how they can get involved and get with your product for the ladies or people that could use this in their life. You have a campaign going.
Yes. So right now we have a fundraising campaign going on, and we are helping different businesses and organizations raise money. And so we don't just sell the product. We actually have, you know, a fundraising leg that actually gives back. So it's a win-win because, you know, when you're signing up for the fundraiser, you're giving your followers, your network, a wonderful product that could potentially, you know, reduce and eliminate their period problems, but you're also making money for your organization as well. And so what we do is we offer our Jewel Premium Sanitary Napkins which is now called Rain. Hey. We are offering those for $10. When you sign up for the fundraiser, you sell them for $10 and you're able to keep $3 off of each sale. And so we also have a bundle pack where it is the penny liner, the moderate flow, the heavy flow, and the super heavy flow. You sell that as a bundle for $35 and you're able to keep $7 off of each sale. So if you think about that, you know, you get, you know, the women, the men, non-binary brothers and sisters in here as well. And you're able to raise a great amount of money for your organization while you're actually helping people solve a problem, right? So a lot of people have problems. That's a problem. You know, sometimes, you know, the problem is they may be allergic to, you know, the ones that are on the market. So now you have a product that is not only safe to use, but it's also helping to solve those problems as well, whether it be odor, whether it be cramping, whether it be long period days, whether it be heavy bleeding, you know, just giving people a product that they can trust and rely on, but you're also making money as well. So it's a win-win. So it's not like you're asking people for money and they're not getting anything back. They're actually getting something back for the donations that they're giving to your organization. So it's a win-win.
It is. It's a beautiful win-win. Something you're going to need every month forever. And even if you stop needing it, someone you know and love is going to need it.
Exactly.
And it's good for you and the planet, which I'm digging on. So you and I are actually connecting soon so that we can launch the Startup with Monique LeRae line. And we'll put my little logo on the package or however we're going to do that. So you guys will see it in real time, how I do it with Tiara, and you can, you know, get ours, and we'll put it on our website and we'll link everything up so that, you know, cause the holidays are coming up. And, I think that this year, a lot of businesses are holding on by a string, you know,
who
didn't get a bailout, who didn't get any help or very little of it. And who've poured in their life savings and their time and energy into a brand. And they're, you know, what do you want to say to those entrepreneurs and how can they reach you to link up with you and do this? Maybe this could be a lifeline for them.
Yes, absolutely. So you can either DM me through my Instagram, which is at Save Our Jewels, or you can email me at Tiara, that's T-I-A-R-R-A, at saveourjewels.com. So either way, you can reach me either way. And I also just want to say that this is just an awesome, awesome product because like I said, we are filling a need. And when you do the fundraiser with us, we're not going to just kind of dump it on you and say, okay, now go and get your people to sign up. We actually are going to give you support, meaning we're going to give you marketing materials that you can use on Instagram. So we will like provide different customized posts for you that you can use on Instagram and social media. We also give you a customized website. So your followers, your network, they just go straight to the website. They place their order and we ship the product out for you. You don't have to hold any inventory or anything. We ship it straight from our warehouse. So you get the website. You get the marketing assistance. Also, if you needed some of us, me and my business partners to come with you on live, you know, talk about the products, do demonstrations of the products, and, you know, just let your followers know how awesome it is. We do that with you as well. So we give you all a lot of support. We don't just say, okay, now, you know, like when we used to have like the chocolate fundraisers back in the day, you get all this chocolate and now you got to go and just sell it and turn the money back into the school. You know, we actually give you support, you know, for selling the product as well. And so that's the added bonus. And plus,
as an added bonus
for doing the fundraiser with us at the end of your campaign, and you can choose the length of your campaign. You can do it for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 months. It just depends on what you want to do. So at the end of your campaign, we are actually going to donate an additional 10% of whatever you have raised to go towards any type of initiative you want, or if it's something that you just need to help, you know, to be extra capital for your business, whatever it is that you need, we're actually giving you that extra 10%. for your, what you have actually raised. So let's say you've raised $500,000 through this campaign. We're going to do that times 10%, and we're going to give you that additional money to actually help you fund your business, your nonprofit, or, you know, just do whatever you want with it. So
I love this. And so let's get to the brass tacks of it, because you have a warehouse, you're shipping it, and we know there's been some talks about the mail being a little bit slowed up, and we're getting into the heavy season now, not only with the ballots and with dropship and with everyone ordering and coming, you know, having products come to the house more often. We also have Christmas. So what is the estimated delivery? What are you looking at? What are your analytics saying with when it comes to the shipping?
Excuse me. Yeah, well, our shipping is very, very quick. I mean, the only delay really is with whatever delays are associated with the post office. But once the campaign is over, so let's say if you have a 4-week campaign, within a week, we are actually doing the shipping and we're doing the payouts within that week. So, you know, if there are any delays, hopefully cross our fingers that there won't be any extreme delays. But we know, you know, with the holiday season, there will be some delays with the Postal Service. We also know that even now, like with COVID-19 going on, there have been delays. But in terms of our processing, you know, 7 to 10 days is our normal processing time for fundraisers. But normally within that week, we're starting to push out orders and push out the checks as well.
So it's like when it's like you said with the chocolate in school, when the fundraiser's done, then the shipping goes out.
That's correct.
It's not always shipping during.
Right.
It's
not order shipping.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
We do it at the end of the campaign. That's correct.
That's good. And, you know, what's your dream client? Like your dream co-client? Who do you think that you would like to put out there in the universe to attract on this?
Yeah, we would love to, you know, work with people who are connected. We get young people on our products. You know, it is our belief that we could eliminate a lot of problems for these users, right? So I'm in my 40s. You know, I've experienced fibroids. My mother has, my grandmother has. I have several aunts who have. And I have several people in my family who had to get a hysterectomy because of uterine issues. And we know that, and we know that these problems, they're linked to a lot of things, right? They're linked to the food we eat, they're linked to pesticides, they're even linked to perms, you know, but they're also linked to the feminine care, you know, the toxic feminine care that people are using month after month, year after year. So if we can get our young girls on a product that is safe, that is reliable, that keeps them comfortable, get them on that early on and have them use it, you know, as they continue to grow older. That is a huge plus in our book, because now we're helping them to alleviate a lot of the problems, the uterine problems that are associated with the toxicity of feminine care. So someone that is linked to the youth, that would be amazing, because I feel like we will really be making a huge, huge impact among the girls and even those who don't identify as girls, among the young menstruators. That would be my dream.
Okay, we're going to put it out there, because I know that there are people out there that would love to jump on this that have youth connections. So you youth pastors and coaches, and I know that sports is kind of on hold right now, but life still happens. So you know, people that have connections to youth and people that could reach out. Tiara Moore is here. She wants to connect with your organization, your team. You know, even if you guys do a sample fundraiser, you can always go back and do another one, right? Tiara, you don't
Absolutely.
Have a
cap. You can do as many as you want. As many as you want. It could be a monthly thing. It could be a quarterly thing, an annual thing, however you want to do it.
Soccer teams, baseball teams, track teams. I mean, it really is. The sky is the limit with this, Tiara. That's why I got really excited with your campaign. And if you guys haven't seen Tiara's campaign video, when are you releasing that on YouTube? No pressure. Putting you on the spot, Tiara.
Yeah, it's actually on YouTube, but we are revamping it. So we're going to redo it and make it a little a bigger and better.
Really?
Yeah, so we're gonna, but it is actually on my YouTube right now, but we're revising it.
It's so phenomenal. So what you'll have to do is send the link and we'll tag it. Because listen, I honestly fell in love with your campaign. because of who you are, but then that video took it over the top for me. I don't know how you're going to make it even better, but I'm sure you'll find a way. I think this is the perfect gift for someone in your family. I know someone on the radio station here is going to get some for their family members. And, you know, if you want to have a stocking stuffer, there's such a classy packaging. Tiara is going to be linking up with me in some events in Hollywood. Fingers crossed with COVID, you know. I don't know if I can tell people about it. We have to talk offline, but I have a couple events that are in-person events. One's in February with Casa LA, and I was hoping that you could team up with me because that is court-appointed youth and high-risk youth, and they are looking for resources and things for them, and housing and food and health resources. And I think that that's a natural connection, you two.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. That's in February. And anybody that's out there that has a brand that wants to connect and help with court-appointed youth, you know, Cap Aquarius Media, CAP for Capricorn, Aquarius Media, all one word, at gmail.com. Or the startup with Monique LeRae at gmail.com. And Tiara, what are you excited about in 2021 with your brand and just being an entrepreneur and funneling through this year? I mean, this is a tough year for entrepreneurs, a lot of them. Not everybody.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the fundraiser, to be honest, because it has so much potential. And we titled it the $100 million for 100 Organizations Project. And I'm really hoping that we can really help 100 organizations get $100 for their organization, you know, and it doesn't have to be a nonprofit. It could be anyone in business, just anyone that has a business, you know, LLC, you know, et cetera. But we really want to help people reach their goals, you know, financially, because we know that COVID has really hit a lot of people, you know, even our nonprofits, because, you know, donations for some people have stayed the same, but for a lot of people, it has gone down. And so they're not able to reach a lot of their goals. So I'm really excited, you know, at the potential of this fundraiser and being able to really, you know, put a lot of money into the hands of not only entrepreneurs, but nonprofit organizations and, you know, other organizations as well. So
yeah,
that's what I'm really excited about.
Yes. And as this keeps rolling out, because this is kind of a first look with us, and we're very privileged to have this with you. As this rolls out, we're going to see more testimonials of brands that have jumped on board, and we're going to see their packaging and their names on it and their websites and things, right? You're going to start rolling those out, I'm assuming, where we can see. Because yes. I think, you know, your step and repeat behind you, how cool will it be to see all the brand names on separately? Yeah, you and I always have to, like, come up with good ideas. Like, we get together on the phone or through the Zoom or whatever, and we got good synergy.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think that you can even link up. I mean, you have to be 18 and over, Tiara. Or what about those young entrepreneurs that want to team up with you? What do you think?
Yeah, as long as there is, you know, an adult that can, you know, do the paperwork, because there is a contract that has to be signed. Right. To do the fundraiser with us. So there would just need to be an adult that can sign the contract on their behalf. But yeah, even our young entrepreneurs, we would definitely, you know, work with them as well.
That's really cool. Yeah, like you took me back to the assembly at school when they were having a candy thing, and I was always hustling. My neighbors were like, here comes Monique again, selling that candy. I was hustling. I started at my house and wound up in another city. It was crazy.
Yes. So,
okay. Well, I'm excited to do this, and I'm hoping that you'll be out. I want to give a couple announcements. So stay with me, Char, because I've got one more question for you, but I want to give some announcements here.
Okay.
All right, you guys, next Sunday, I can't even believe it's going to be the 25th of October. I'm going to have my virtual celebrity wine tasting, and I'm wearing my Halloween costume. So I hope that you guys tune in, and maybe you'll put something on also. I don't know. Send us some photos. And if we like your costume, we will send you a bottle of wine. So, yeah, whoever has the best virtual costume gets a free bottle of Michael Solberg Family Wines. And it's
wow.
Amazing. Yes. So that's what we're doing to brighten up your Halloween. And it goes great with cotton candy or whatever the heck you're eating, pumpkin seeds or popcorn or whatever you're doing. It pairs well with all of it. And yes, I'm out of here there. I can't tell you who yet, but you'll just have to tune in next Sunday at 4 o'clock. I will be dressed up and broadcasting from somewhere on the planet in my costume. So that's what's going on at Virtual Celebrity Wine Tasting next Sunday. And we also have a couple things. We have a, I know this isn't until down the line, but we have, oh, bear with me. Let's see what we've got. Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I told you this, Tiara. I've got a feed. We're doing a Skid Row feed here in LA, November 22nd. And teaming up with the chef. And big shout out to Chef Mitchell, Chef All Day. He's going to come out and serve up some food, and we are going to give out essential kits, which I need to talk to you anyway, Tiara, but we're doing like soap kits and, you know, just essential things that people can have to feel fresh, be clean, and everybody that just comes up. So I don't know if it's going to be the first 100, I don't know if it's going to be the first 25, 50, but just however many essential kits we have and food that we're going to give, we're just going to do it till we run out. So that'll be live on Sunday, November 22nd. And that's from Skid Row. I'll be down there with my microphone and some food.
And that's amazing because we just wrapped up a homeless drive here in Atlanta where we we put together 100 hygiene kits. So it included menstrual hygiene items as well as just overall body hygiene items. So yeah, I'm glad that you all are doing something like that in LA.
I love that. Yes, we're going to have to connect again, like I said, when things are a little safer, you know, for you to come on down, because the synergies are great. And I think that when you're giving out something, it's better to do that as an entrepreneur. It feels good to give. And you guys, you know, and it's easy to do. I want to inspire my listeners and my viewers to collect some of the stuff. If you're traveling, like I do every other week, you know, you have extra soaps, you have extra stuff that is within your guest fee, you know, the whatever they charge you, that travel fee and resort fee. You know, you've got these coffee packs, you've got extra Kleenex. If you can, if you have an extra bag with you, get all those little packaged soaps, because I collect those and they add up, and I'm able to ship them to fire victims. Yeah, I ship them to, you know, the fire victims every year now. It's my second or third year doing that. And I got inspired by someone in production who told us, you know, whenever you guys travel, go grab those extra things and we'll ship them. And even if you just drop them off to a Boys and Girls Club or whatever, having soap, having a nail file, having a comb, having a shower cap, those little things really make someone feel good when they don't have much.
Absolutely.
And feeling clean, right, Tiara?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So we'll be in touch and maybe we get some saved jewels down there to the feed, but you and I will have to talk. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but we'll talk about it. All right, you guys. Tiara Moore is a new Pandemic Posse member, so we're excited to have her. We announced it today. And so you're going to be seeing more of Tiara throughout the year to really push this fundraiser out. And hopefully you're going to get some more press from this. I'm sure we're going to hear you on the radio and see you on the local news and even more news really soon.
I hope so. Yes. We got to really start pushing it. But yes, hopefully we can definitely get some more eyes and ears around this, because I think it's amazing.
I do too. Now, last question. This is what I wanted to ask you for the people that, you know, are starting their businesses. Do you get your ideas? Okay, I get my ideas in two places, and I'm going to just hear where you get yours. Where do you get these brilliant ideas? Do you get them while you're, you know, out on a walk with your dog, or like when do you get the inspirations as an entrepreneur?
Sometimes, you know, it's just like just speaking with my team, you know, we just come up with ideas or just brainstorming. And then also sometimes when I'm just sitting around reading or sitting around watching the news, it'll just like something will just spark. And I'm like, I need to do that, you know, or if I may see something on TV and I'm like, oh, I can do that, but I can do it this way. I can put a spin on it and do it like this. Right. So, yeah.
Right. But do you have this never ending list where you're just constantly adding, taking away? Like, how do you keep it organized? Because I have just this, it's like a running tally, and then you just add new stuff. you know?
Yeah, that's how I am. And it's just like, okay, at some point I need to stop because it's like, okay, I need to be able to execute some of these ideas versus just writing them down. So yeah, so the next step for me is like really prioritizing a lot of these ideas that I have because I don't want to just write them down and not do anything with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my next step is prioritizing and then executing.
That's a really good point. And I like to ask entrepreneurs because it seems like there's a common denominator there when starting up. And I think you're absolutely right. And so what I do is I give myself permission every day. I give myself about 30 minutes to an hour to organize what it is I'm going to be focusing on that day. Of course, things get out of control when you've got five different startups, but or more. I don't know. I've got three cell phones for all my Instagrams. So talk
oh,
about
wow.
Right. I mean, I have a total of seven cell phones, but they're delegated.
What? Seven?
Seven. They're delegated out to people, but I have three that I manage. Because you can only do about five or six Instagrams on each phone. Like,
yeah.
Twitter. So that's for like all the stuff here. That's for that stuff. So yeah, it's pimping ain't easy. That's not funny.
Wow. That's a lot.
Prioritize and execute. That should be our slogan for 2021.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you once again, Tiara?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Save Our Jewels. That's SaveOurJewels. You can order product from www.saveourjewels.com. And you can also email me at Tiara, that's T-I-A-R-R-A, at SaveOurJewels.com.
It's always a pleasure to see your beautiful face.
You too, Monique.
Oh my God, girlfriend. I'm roadkill right now. Sorry, people. I got to get my glam.
No.
Shout out to Rebel Faces. Where are you, Rebel Faces? I need you. Oh my gosh. Yes, but you look great. And I love your passion for this. And it seems easy. And I think that that's a really good telltale sign for yourself as an entrepreneur. When something feels easy, you have ease around your brand. It's not such a struggle. And you are excited to get up and you're excited to spread the word and you have ease around doing it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying that you have ease as far as the feeling and getting in the mood to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I speak with you, I get that through the Zoom. So,
oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, my dear. Well, you stick around. I'm going to be calling you after the show so we can lock you down for that cost event. And you guys, I also have a little bit of space left for the Oscars Week gifting suite if anybody wants it. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of people excited to get out of their bat caves from this COVID thing. So if you guys have a brand and you want to come to Hollywood and you want to get in front of 100 producers, actors, media, press, and you want to have people try your product in real time, you'll get photo assets and video assets to put on your platforms. And they would love to try your products because it's a good energy exchange. They try something new and promote it. And you've got someone with visibility, and I call it followship, to push out your brand. So contact me, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and we'll put you on. All right.
Wonderful.
Tiara, thank you so much. I've got to do a few more plugs, but it's good seeing you.
You too. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. See you soon. See you
too. Bye-bye.
All right, my dear. Wow. All right, you guys. That was Tiara Marr from Save Our Jewels. And she's renaming it to like Rain, which I love. Oh, there she is. She's still there. There you go. All right. It's going to be amazing when we start with her and have the Startup with Monique Lurie signage on it, because I think we're going to get it out in time for Christmas. That's my goal. Right now, I want to give a shout out to this beautiful restaurant, Bahia in Honolulu. It says Maui on this one, but I was at the one last night in Honolulu. I want to give a shout out to the manager out there and everybody that just treated myself and my team, my production team, like gold. They were amazing. The food was good. It's right in Waikiki. The music was good. The vibe was good. So shout out to Paia. There's a lot of shops out there, a lot of spots, but Paia was one of my favorites. And they have many locations along the islands in Hawaii. And I want to tell you guys that we're still really looking for stories to mark in our film. We have some amazing stories already, but we really are looking for more. So we're greedy like that. We want to highlight as many stories in this time. This is a historic time for us as the collective, you know, on the planet. We're specifically focusing on the U.S. and our territory surrounding, but not to say that stories abroad aren't important. Right now, we're just focusing on the U.S., capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And you can DM me on Instagram on the Startup with Monique LeRae or Cap Aquarius Media. And we are going next. Here are the cities we're going to next. We're going to Anchorage, Alaska. And I've never been there, so I'm super jazzed about going. St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, if I can squeeze that in, Nashville, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Amarillo, Texas, and back here today I'm in Phoenix on a layover, Phoenix, Arizona. And then, of course, L.A. one more time to wrap up that because there's a lot of people to connect with there. So we have a few more cities left to go, but we're more than halfway done. Then we're going to get into the edit. We have like the film trailers a minute and a half usually. We're going to supersize it. We're going to break all the rules, and we're doing 2.5 to 3 minutes long to give you a juicy bite of what our film is, my film and my co-producers and stars in there. So shout out to Gentry Stanley. Shout out to Christopher John and everybody that is throwing their blood, sweat, and tears into this project and trusting us to deliver it. And a shout out to everybody that's been vulnerable and open to sharing what they've been through and how they've been handling COVID and the aftermath and the effects and all the beautiful cities that we've already been to. If you have, like I said, an essential worker story, or you're a medical professional, or you're travel, you know, essential worker, or small business owner, or medium business owner, large business owner, anybody that you want that wants to share their COVID-19 story with us, we would love to highlight it. But yeah, our extended trailer event will be streaming with Be a Better UTV, J. Will Productions. Shout out to J. Will, and in association with the Roku channel. And it'll be, we've got two dates that we're playing with you guys. It's either going to be Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, depending on how fast we can get off the road and get this edit in the bucket. So it'll be a big, supersized world premiere trailer event, and it will be a grand slam, beautiful time highlighting these people. And I think that's important. We have to remember the humanity in this moment, and that's what our documentary is aiming to highlight, is the humanity and how people are navigating this. We're leaving the politics to the politicians, and we're focusing on the people surviving this moment. How about that? All right, you guys, I love you very much. Thank you for following. Shout out to my guy, my friend there, my baby big brother, my play brother, Stefan Carter. Shout out to you out in Seattle and doing good work out there. And want to give a special shout out to my wine sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wine, second generation, led by daughter Leah Solberg. Pairs well with your wine glass. And you can find Michael Solberg Family Wines at michaelsolbergfamilywines.com, usually at about $25 price point before tax. And she's got all the four main varietals there for you. So as usual, and what I usually ask you every Sunday, what will you start up today? Pleasure seeing you guys. And I'll see you next Sunday in my Halloween costume. Have a good one.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.